Well, even during the pandemic, with the number of cars on the streets of San Francisco is much reduced, the city is struggling to meet its goal of eliminating traffic deaths by 2024. Traffic injury collisions are down during the pandemic, but 21 people have been killed in traffic collisions so far this year, and that is only slightly lower than last year's 29. Speed being a factor in many of those. Similar trends are being seen nationwide. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Kathy Chase, president of Advocates for Our Highway and Auto Safety. Thanks a lot for the time. So the roads are much less, you know, crowded than they were. So why, you know, are the deaths still up?
Thanks for having me, Rebecca. Part of the problem is that people are cooped up, they're stressed, and they're getting on the roads and turning the roadways into racetracks. They're taking advantage of there being less traffic, as you mentioned, and they're driving recklessly.
You know, I drive in from the East Bay into San Francisco and normally crawl all the way to work. It takes forever to get here. And since the pandemic, people are doing 80 on some of the freeways when they can.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And while people might be evading law enforcement who are pressed for different matters, they're not going to evade the laws of physics. If you're going that quickly and you're in a crash, it's going to be catastrophic.
Okay, so even if there are fewer crashes, they're more deadly. So what are you seeing around the country?
Well, unfortunately, as you mentioned, we're seeing, you know, fewer people on the roads, but the fatality rates are comparable to the way they were last year when, like you said, there was more traffic on the roads. Additionally, we're seeing more use of alcohol and marijuana while behind the wheel. And compiled with this is fewer people are wearing their seatbelts. So this is all quite a recipe for disaster on our roadways.
Yeah. Why are fewer people wearing seatbelts?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I mean, even when non-COVID times, unfortunately, nearly half of all fatalities are people who aren't buckled up. And in a crash, your seatbelt is your first line of protection.
So maybe it's, I wonder if there's any correlation between seatbelt wearing and mask wearing.
That would be an interesting study.
All right. So how do we battle this? How is it done? I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, the cops can't always be there, or highway patrol. So what do we do?
Well, one solution is more use of automated enforcement, which some people don't find to be, some people don't like them, but they're very effective in both reducing red light running and speeding.
You guys must not be thrilled that Waze and some of the other, you know, traffic apps warn people about red light cameras and such.
You know, I don't mind a warning. If that's going to get someone to mind their speed and pay attention to the speed, that's fine. The goal of having the cameras is not to catch people, but rather to deter people from running red lights or speeding.
Okay, good point. And what other behavioral changes then? I mean, do you think there's any link between people being cooped up at home, being really frustrated, and just flying when they get on the roads?
You know, this is not based on any evidence or data because it's too soon to have that. But I just, in terms of common sense, there could be a correlation there. People are not out and about as they normally are. They're more housebound, which is a good thing in terms of protecting safety, your health. But then I encourage people not to take it out on the roadways. The roadways are still, driving is a privilege, and one that everyone needs to be following the traffic safety laws. They're there for a reason.